Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite. You can have a favorite, and it better be me. Self-aware narcissist Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my lovely voice. I am a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said toxic people, said toxic traits. Today's episode is going to be answering the questions, do narcissists have role models? Woo, boop, 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 boop. So before we get started in today's episode, y'all, the self-love journal, Lee Hammack, I Love Me, a self-love journal is available on Amazon. Check it out. The link is in the description of every single video I do, every single podcast I do. The link is there. Check it out on there, y'all. So do narcissists have role models? The answer to that is going to be, it depends. A lot of narcissists, including myself, we have this superiority complex. You know, we all think in a hierarchical mindset. Like, narcissists think in a we have a hierarchical mindset. The hierarchy exists, and we want to be on top of the hierarchy, right? So if I'm at the top of the pyramid, if I'm at the top of the food pyramid, if I'm at the top of the hierarchy, who am I looking up to? You see what I'm saying? Is that a very limited way of thinking? Absolutely, with no equivocation. Yes, that is a extremely limited way of thinking, to think that you can get nothing from anybody. Narcissistic people, do some of us have role models, or people we look up to? I wouldn't call that a role model for me, because how I talk, you can't, like, if you tell a narcissist, ask a narcissist who their role models is, a lot of times they're going to just, like, you know, they're going to take that as disrespectful. But Lee, how can asking somebody who their role model is, how can that be disrespectful? A lot of people are going to ask that, like, how can that be disrespectful? How can asking somebody who their role model is be disrespectful? And it's simple, y'all, because if I have a role model, that means there's somebody above me in my head. Mentally, that means there's somebody above me in my head. The only person that I can look up to is God. You see, if I'm at the top, the only person that I can really look up to, the only thing that I can really look up to is God, correct? So if the only person I can look up to is God, then who is above me? You see what I'm saying? If I can only look up, like, there's nobody above me. So you have a role model. That's a personal attack on a narcissistic person. You make it seem like they haven't accomplished anything. You make them feel insignificant. Who am I? Who do I look up to? Who better than me? You see what I'm saying? Who better than me? That's why you ask a narcissist. If you get a narcissist that's in the same, can narcissists act like they have role models and pretend that they look up to somebody? Absolutely, yes. They can pretend to be friendly. They can pretend to be pretend to be on the same level. They can pretend to want to meet somebody, look up to them, just to be able to get around that person, to get information from that person, and to try to ruin that person, to try to break that person down, to try to take things away from that person. You see what I'm saying? That's how it goes a lot of times when you deal with narcissistic people. They will act like they have a role model, and they want to talk about the person, to get around the person, in order to see what makes that person tick, to see what makes that person move, to see what motivates that person. And when they get enough knowledge about that person, they might very well discard that person because they feel like they had enough. I got enough to replace you. Dude, like I said, is it realistic? So in my mind, y'all, I don't think there's anybody better than me. But in my mind, you see what I'm saying? In my mind, in all actuality, I do know that there are people better than me. I know it sounds dumb. I know that there are people better than me. That's why I'm super insecure. That's why I'm super, you know, that's why you get a lot of narcissists that have this personality that exudes a bravado. You know what I mean? They exude this special type of bravado, but they actually are super insecure people. I'm a super insecure person. Yeah, even right now, I still have insecurities about myself that I have right now that I just don't like. I can't, in my mind, I haven't been able to put it all together. I'm working on it right now, but there's always going to be something that I'm super insecure about that can make my mind to go crazy. You mean that makes me feel like I'm not doing enough. If I tell people that all the time, like, that's the way the mind works. So if you're dealing with a narcissistic person or toxic person, they might exude this bravado, but they're really insecure people. It's just a cover. It's just a front to protect themselves against whatever's going on right there in life, to protect themselves, to guard themselves against whatever we're experiencing and whatnot. You know what I mean? So that happens quite a bit, y'all. It just does. It's one of the things that's going to happen. Who do narcissists look up to? If narcissists do look up to people, y'all, if you do get the rare narcissistic person that looks up to somebody, it's going to be somebody that is in an extremely powerful position. And yeah, and I'm just saying, they're going to look up to people who are in an extremely powerful position, and they're going to want to be in that position of power. They're going to want to imagine how it feels to have that power. So if they do look up to somebody, you know what I mean? It might be a president. It might be a dictator. It might be a famous actor or an actress or somebody like that. Somebody who has power. Somebody who has prestige. That's who narcissists. If you do get a narcissist that has a role model and that looks up to somebody, it's going to be somebody that is almighty, all powerful. And sometimes the person that they look up to, that being that they look up to, is God. And the narcissist, a lot of times narcissists have a God complex. You see what I'm saying? I want to be the God of your life. And the crazy thing about it is, y'all, some people will absolutely open their mouths up and tell you that they want to be the Lord of your life. They want to be the God in your life. And some of y'all, you get in position where you think it's cute. They want to be my God. Oh, no, no. What the hell, y'all? No, no. No. They don't deserve. No, hell no. Y'all, come on now. Raise your standards, please. If somebody comes to you and telling you they have a God complex, I think I'm better than everybody else. Why do y'all, like, is that attractive to y'all? Seriously. Man, woman, non-binary folk, whoever you dealing with. Hey, whoever you dealing with. This is all the no hate channel right here. Who are you dealing with? You mean, but that's the mindset a lot of people face when you're dealing with a toxic, narcissistic person. You try to figure out, like, what the hell do I have to do to get this person to fall for me or leave me alone or whatever? What do I have to do? What do I need to do? Get your minds right, y'all. That's one thing that you have to absolutely do, is to get your mind right. To get it right, to get it together. Because if you do not get it together, you're going to falter. You're going to damn near fail. You're going to lose your mind. I promise you that's going to happen, y'all. I promise you it's going to happen. Get your power back. You know what I mean? Because narcissistic people, they don't have many people that they want. Narcissists, if anything, want people to look up to them. They want people to, like, we are so jealous as a personality. We are so jealous of people in power that we want to have that power because we want people to look up to us like we look up to this person in complete power and control. You know what I mean? We want to look at that person like unmitigated, unchallenged power. That's what you get a lot of. Some narcissists want that, y'all. They have that dictator mindset. Some narcissists are dictators. Some narcissists do become president. You know what I mean? And that's not to get political. I know y'all going, rawr! Thank you, said that, Lee. Rawr! Telling you just own the libs right there, didn't you? God. Boy. But yeah. Do narcissists have role models? I always say it just depends, y'all. Not all narcissists are going to have role models. Not all narcissists are going to have people they look up to. They might have people that they're jealous of, and they want whose place they want to take, who they would actually like to be, who we actually think that we want to be. We actually think that we want to be famous. We actually, you know, and we think about that power and control because that's what we think is going to make us happy. You know what I mean? If a narcissist has their role model or somebody that they look up to, they want the position that person is in because they think that this is going to make them happy. I've done that before, y'all. I still do it nowadays. I'm not going to make it seem like I don't do it at all. I still do it right now. You know what I mean? I'm in a position where I still do that sometimes right now. Like, damn, I want to be that position because people are, you know, but I know how to work. My mind works a little differently than a lot of other narcissists, self-aware or not right now. You know what I mean? So I'm in a very unique position right now where I'm trying to take my power back, trying to help as many people as possible. So we have to, like, y'all, literally have to power up and understand that if you have you're dealing with a narcissistic person, they very well might not have anybody that they look up to. You know what I mean? And if they did look up to somebody, and like this, and sometimes this is what happens in childhood, y'all, to narcissists and their role models. They might have a role model that they look up to in their childhood, and their role model, something happened to their role model, and they didn't trust anybody else. You know what I'm saying? Like, one of my role models when I was growing up, I remember this specifically, y'all. I used to love Rafael Palmero. that he's played for the Baltimore Orioles. I love Rafael Palmeiro. He was like one of my favorite players. He had that sweet stance with the left hand, sweet stroke. You see, hit a home run super easy. I love Rafi. And then the steroids happened. And Rafael Palmeiro, I was like, there's no way Rafi's on steroids. Then he got in front of Congress, like, I did not take steroids. And then a couple weeks later, bam, Rafael Palmeiro busted with steroids. I was like, oh my God, my role models are lying, deceptive, whatever. You know what I mean? And I know how it looks right now. I know it's different right now, but like I just said, back in the day, I had a role model that let me down. So I was just like, you know what? I'm not going to ever have another role model. I'm not ever going to have anybody else I look up to. The only person I'm going to look up to is myself. And I think some narcissistic people can agree with it, that it happens right there. You have a role model that lets you down. You have a parent that you look up to that lets you down. You have a sister or brother or the grandpa, somebody else in your life, a teacher that you look up to, right? You have a role model and they let you down. So you no longer trust anybody else because you don't want to put any trust in people because people, you know, are flawed. People are going to let you down. You don't want to experience that pain again. I've had it happen to me, like I said, in my own personal life. So I know it does happen. I know it exists, y'all. It really, really, truly does. So some narcissists are not going to have role models. Some will, you know. I know this is a very unique topic that people, I've never seen anybody talk about this before. I did just pop in my head one day. It's like, what about role models, you know? But role models, small models, schmo models. Anyways, y'all, you made it this far. Go check out the Self-Love Journal on Amazon. Lee Hammack, I Love Me, a Self-Love Journal. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is out. Peace.